Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Gary Vorpahl with Hordes Dairymen. And Hordes Dairymen is celebrating a very special anniversary. Hordes Dairymen has been serving the dairy industry now for 125 years. Gary has not been with them for that long, but just tell us how it feels to be working for a magazine that is 125 years old.
There are days when I feel like I'm 125 years old, and I've been accused of that. It's terrific. It's been a very interesting year from us from a standpoint of the combination of celebrating our historic anniversary and secondly positioning ourselves for the future. So we've done a little bit of both. We've had a lot of fun. We came up with a special Bonnie Moore print, the Foster Mothers of the Human Race, which was the fifth rendition. Nothing had been updated for almost 25 years, and the reception from our subscriber and industry audience has been outstanding, so we've really been pleased to see that being so well accepted. And then at the same time, with celebrating our past history, we've redesigned the magazine. We've did a brand new website. We have new people on staff to help us take the next step into our online offerings and into the future.
Okay, tell me about the very beginnings. How did Hordes Dairymen get started?
Well, Hordes actually was a regular column in a regular daily newspaper that we had. And it became popular, and as it became more and more popular, it eventually was taken out of the newspaper and as a set up as a freestanding publication. And originally it was a local, then it became a statewide, then it became a regional-wide, then it became national, and to the status it is right now with being a North American magazine, we also circulate in 80 other countries. We also do a Spanish edition for Mexico, South America. We also do a Japanese edition, which circulates in the island of Hokkaido, where most of the dairying takes place. So it's quite a transition from the original humble beginnings of it. The name Hordes Dairymen comes from our founder, W.D. Horde, who was the founder of the company and also governor of the state of Wisconsin. And if it would not be for him, this would not be known as the America's Dairyland, because he was instrumental in switching the farming practices from, at that time, a wheat-growing state into livestock and dairy state.
Well, tell me about the company today. How large are you? I mean, you already told me about the circulation, but as far as, besides that, you've gotten into, you're using, as you said, you've got a website, but you're also using all the social media tools out there.
Yes, we're Twittering and Facebook and LinkedIn and you name it. We've got three divisions of the company. We have a newspaper division, which still exists today, which is comprised of one daily and 12 weekly newspapers. We have a commercial printing division where we print everything from last year's Super Bowl program to high-end magazines for shopping centers in Colorado Springs and other areas like that. And then we have a magazine division, which is comprised primarily of the Hordes Dairymen, but we also have another group known as the Running Network, which is a bunch of track and field magazines for amateur athletes.
Mm-hmm. And here at World Dairy Expo, what do you do here when you cover this event?
Oh, it's a combination of things. It gives us an opportunity, and from a standpoint to meet one-on-one with our subscribers, and gives our editors an opportunity to interface with them. From a marketing standpoint, it gives us an opportunity to meet with all the suppliers that supply the dairy industry, and we talk about different distribution channels and how the Hordes Dairymen can fit into their marketing plans. And it's a very, very significant show for us, because also it's at the time of year when a lot of planning and budgeting and things are going on, so it's extremely important for us.
Let's get back to the Bonnie Moore print and you did for your 125th anniversary. Well, that Bonnie did. you just commissioned her to do it. But tell me about the history of that painting itself, about the foster mothers of the human race.
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting because it's a precursor to World Dairy Expo. One of the significant cattle shows used to be in Waterloo, Iowa. And at one time, there was a decision by our editorial staff and our art director to kind of look at having a photograph of the perfect cow. So what they did is they photographed, at that time black and white, each cow they thought was extremely representative of the breed. And after that was done and penciled out, our company president at that time, Bill Hoard, decided that it should be in color. So this would have been in 1957. And from that point, it went to an updated version, which showed cows in a pasture in a more relaxed setting. And then it added an additional cow to the breed. It added the milking shorthorn. And most recently, with our new print, we added the red and white Holstein. So now there's seven in there where there were originally five. But really, the origin of it became the what was the precursor to World Dairy Expo.
Wow, that is really interesting. What do you see for the future for Hordes Dairyman?
Well, I see a continual evolution. We've seen enough research, both industry-wide and otherwise, to show that, you know, the print magazine is as valuable now and is going to be as valuable in the future, even with the Generation Xers and younger. We know that. But the way we deliver it will probably change. Online capabilities, as more and more high-speed internet is available, it'll offer us more opportunities to do things in video, more extensive type of podcasting and learning modules and things similar to that that we can offer. And even the magazine itself, if you were in Lithuania, South Africa, New Zealand, you can subscribe online and have the magazine one day after it comes off the printing presses. And just as quickly as somebody in the domestic market can have it come into their mailbox. And, you know, I think as technology changes, we'll evolve with the technology to provide better service to our customers.
And still be around in another 125 years, right?
Not me, but hopefully the title is, yes.
All right, thank you very much, Gary. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.